Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Oh my gosh, I know it's been a while since I showed up here. I mean, probably almost a month or so, but we have been very busy slash intentional enjoying our baby leave. So Zach still had 3 more weeks of baby leave with me. So we've been enjoying our time together. Also, there's a chance that you hear Blair in the background. Zach is with her right now playing because he's home. So that's, you know, I'm recording the podcast using the time for that real quick. But if you hear a little baby coos, she is just the sweetest and she's becoming more and more vocal and it's so much fun. So this is the real BTS of our lives right now. Baby coos and all. Anyway, I hope that the beginning of the year of 2024 has been treating you well. We've been, you know, having fun, and honestly, I am almost shocked how excited and motivated I feel for everything. Because as the new year was coming, I actually didn't really feel that like New Year's jitters. I was like, oh yeah, New Year's happening, whatever. Like the only thing that's on my mind is honestly this baby. And I didn't even like, even coming to my birthday, because my birthday is on January 8th, I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And I'm definitely not the person to whatever my birthday. And I didn't. We celebrated my birthday. We went out for sushi and we took Blair with us and it was just really fun experience. But like I didn't have that feel, that like, ooh, new year feel that I always would get before. So I was like, oh, maybe this year I'm just gonna be, you know, just kind of laid back, chill, and that wouldn't be me. It just hit me on its own timeline. So I just, first and foremost, I just want to say that if you didn't have those like New Year's jitters, New Year, New Me jitters right away, there's nothing wrong with me, with you. You're okay. And you can for sure hit all of your goals and all of your dreams for this year. Now, like it literally doesn't matter if it's the 1st of January or the end of January. In fact, I believe that if we get to that point of like a genuine excitement to, you know, show up for ourselves for the new year, naturally, rather than kind of like force it because the calendar switched, we will have better success. But regardless of whether you have your goals and dreams for this year figured out or not, I actually wanted to bring up the conversation of glow up. So first and foremost, I am hosting a free challenge, Glow Up Challenge, which is essentially like a be your best self, fill your own cup challenge for February. And I'm so freaking excited. And if you're not part of it yet, if you're listening to it a little bit later, you can still join us during the month of February. The link is in the show notes, so definitely make sure to join us. But the reason why I'm bringing forth the Glow Up Challenge is because obviously with the new year, there is always the, ooh, I want to be my best self, or these are the goals that I have, or this is the vision board that I created for this year. And what brings all of this together is, who do you need to be in order for that to happen? And if you follow me on social media, especially on Instagram at XOKDecker, you might have heard me talking a little bit more about becoming your best self and how does that happen, or how to manifest your dream life, or how goals, or like, are you trying too hard to hit your goals and that's why it's not happening? And what brings all of this together is, again, who do you need to be in order for that to happen? So something that I love to share is a very simple equation, that your current self plus action equals your current life, the life that you are right now living. And if you want to be living a different life, then obviously it requires some action, but most of all, it requires the change of that one variable that needs to change, and that is you. So if we want to have a new life, we need to pair that action with a new you, a different you. And a lot of times people talk about this new you, that 2.0 version of yourself, the best self or the next level self, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And I like to call it the best self because to me, it doesn't mean a perfect self. It doesn't mean that I need to be perfect or you need to be perfect. It just really means the self that feels the best to you. Ooh, I feel like this is the best description. So your best self isn't the perfect self, is the self that feels the best to you, is the one that's authentic and true to herself and, you know, stands up for herself, doesn't people please, has boundaries, firm but loving boundaries. It's the one that completely trusts herself and her intuition and her instincts. It's the one that you are so happy and so proud to be. That's, in my definition, being your best self. Also, when we show up as our best self, there is that just glow from inside out. And that's what I want to bring forth. So I spend a lot of time in the past 2 months just watching my daughter, and one of my favorite things is to watch her watch the world around her, like literally just be and look around. There is this spark in her eyes, and it's my favorite thing, because that spark in her eyes, I believe, is the coolest thing about any human, right? And a lot of us, we lose that spark, or like that spark, it almost gets like overshadowed by us being so essentially busy making it through the day and making it to the weekend and making it through the life, like living the life as like if it's continuous chores and to-do lists. And now don't take me wrong, I love to-do lists and I believe it's important to get my chores done and all of that stuff. However, what I'm the most motivated about right now is to help women bring that spark back, because we can have the spark in our eyes and still get the chores done. You know what I mean? And when we have that spark in our eyes, it's just the reflection of where we are at with our lives, and like that glow from the inside out, that inside, like, I am so happy and obsessed with my life. And that's what I want to bring forth for all of you guys. But it does not happen if we don't pour back into our cup, right? We cannot be running on empty. You cannot drive the car empty. I know I talked about this a lot on the podcast. So the entire month of February is, for me, dedicated to pouring back into our cups, however that may look like, and whether that is on the surface level, that there might be some, you know, a bubble bath here or there, or a little facial or something like that, but most of all, the inside part, the inside, the mental health, the mental peace, the joy, the happiness, the satisfaction of you being exactly who you want to be. So if for 2024, it is on your agenda to fill your own cup, to be your best self, and to ultimately live that vision board life in 2024, then this challenge is literally made for you, because it's no coincidence that there is a direct line between you filling your own cup, showing up as your best self, and living the life of your dreams. So if you want life to be better than your vision board, you want to jump out of bed more motivated than kids on Christmas morning to wake up their parents, you want to have a good excuse, if you will, to fill your own cup for once, or you want to glow from inside out so much that people actually stop you and ask if you got a new lover, then like that's the vibe, that's the energy, that's the vibe that we're bringing forth in the Glow Up Challenge. And for those of you who are single, you might actually call in a new lover, because you're going to be all pampered up from inside out. Now, another reason why I'm so excited for this challenge is because we're actually having a Telegram chat where I'm going to be answering your questions. Like, I'm going to give you like a little Q&A sessions. Like, you're going to, you know, be in my back pocket. You're going to have me in your back pocket. And we're also going to have some mini trainings. And I'm saying mini trainings because time is precious, okay? And we're all busy. We've got stuff to do. I've got a baby to take care of. I know you have stuff to do. So they're going to be like 15 to 30 minute trainings, but they are going to be so freaking potent. And one of them is going to be on how to set boundaries without feeling like an a-hole. So I'm super excited for that one. And there's going to be a couple more. And then we're also going to have a giveaway for the best glow up. And I just want to say that it is going to be taking place in the month of February. And obviously, the more you do, the better. But what I also want to highlight is that the entire challenge is not going to be just about the quantity of how much you do, but the quality and the potency of the things that you do. Because that's actually what makes the biggest difference in the glow up. And there are also going to be some like prompts and challenges, and I have some really cool reprogramming your subconscious mind type of audios for you guys. So yeah, we're gonna have so much freaking fun. So if you're not signed up yet, again, the link is in the show notes. If you, for whatever reason, can find it or anything like that, you can always send me a message on Instagram at xokdecker, and I will send you that link to sign up. It's completely free, and even if you're listening to the episode a little bit later, you can still join us even mid-February. In my opinion, there's no better month to show up for yourself than February, mostly because it's the next month that's coming up. So I'm so glad you guys are here. I hope you are having the time of your life this year, and I cannot wait to bring you more episodes to the podcast, but most of all, I cannot wait for you and for us to have fun inside of the Glow Up Challenge. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app, and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at @xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.